Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the April Ordinary Council meeting of Brighton Council. I would like to remind everyone that these proceedings are being recorded in line with our policy. But I'd like to begin by acknowledging the Palawapakana Tasmanian Aboriginal community as the traditional and original owners of the skies, land and water of Lutruwita, and forward our respects to their elders both past and present. Brighton Council acknowledges the continued connection the Tasmanian Aboriginal people still have to the skies, land and water of Lutruwita that provide them with the food, medicine and craft celebrated through ceremony today. Item two is apologies and applications for leave of absence. Councillor Della Torre has requested leave of absence for this meeting. Moved by Councillor Murtagh, second by Councillor Whelan. I'll put that motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Item three is confirmation of minutes, and item 3.1 is confirmation of minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on the 19th of March. Is there any discussion or amendments? If not, may I have someone move? Moved by Councillor Curran, second by Councillor Irons. If there's no debate, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 3.2 is the minutes of the audit panel meeting held on the 1st of December. Is there any questions or discussions on those items?
So moved.
If not, I'll... Councillor Owen had his hand up to move very quickly. So yes. Moved by Councillor Owen, second by Councillor Geard. Two councillors were present. I'll put that motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Okay. Moving on. Item four is declaration of interest. And item... Does anyone like to declare an interest in anything on the agenda this evening? Councillor Irons.
12.1 for me, please.
And thank you. That is noted. Any further? Thank you. Moving on is item five is public question time and deputations. I don't believe there are any. Move on to item six, which is reports from council. And item 6.1 is the mayor's communications. There is two that will be removed from the agenda, the first two items. I did not attend those particular matters. Just to explain the very short and lack of attendance over the last month, my father passed away on the 23rd of March. So to be honest, I've had a few other things on my mind other than council. I would like to say, though, that I'm back on deck. So I'll just leave it at that. So the recommendation is the mayor's communication be received. First of all, is there any questions in regards to any of
Brighton
those?
Brighton Alive meeting.
Brighton
Alive
meeting? No, that's got to come out too. Thanks.
And I was interested in Wayne Rogers with the Oats and Ands.
Yeah, some very preliminary discussions, but we talked basically about their development. They have finalised their development at St Anne's. There is only a possibility of probably 9 more dwellings to be built, which would need another DA to be lodged. They have reached the capacity at that particular site and are moving towards the permit. Fulfilling the permit that they have in place. So there is some more land that is available which will require another DA to further enhance St Anne's living. And we had some very preliminary discussions in relation to locating or discussions about a new site where they may be able to do a similar development in the future. So they were confident that they could undertake something of that nature. It's just a matter of finding somewhere else in our municipality that will suit their needs and the requirements. So it was a very productive meeting.
The only other thing that was discussed was the foreshore pathway and the planning and them looking at their plans in alignment with ours. And I think from memory we got a letter of support after the meeting section that is next to their development.
Very good, thank you.
Is there any further questions?
Does your workshop today go in there as well, the budget?
No, next week.
Does that not count?
I just put it in.
Oh, there you go.
Thank you. Doesn't make it look much better, but but it's been a pretty tough little period, so.
Moved.
Thank you. Moved by Councillor Owen, second by Councillor McMaster. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
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 Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 6.2 is reports from council representatives. Is there anything from anyone else to report?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. First off, I'd like to give my condolences on your father. I wasn't aware of being away, so, yeah, condolences. I attended Mr. Richard Bowden's funeral up at Boffle. He was a long-standing councillor and an ex-mayor of Central Highlands. Also, he was on the State Fire Commission for something like 28 years and also the Tasmanian Fire Advisory Committee, which, you know, I got a surprise how long he was on it. So he was pretty well known by everyone. He was old school.
Yeah.
So we've talked about that before. You know, WH&S wasn't an issue being a farmer. That's no such thing. He was a great character. I admired him, what he'd done, and sort of he was the one that helped me sort of get into local government. So, yeah, very well tended by a lot of people from all around the state, from a lot of municipalities. So, yeah, so he was 93, so that was a good score. So, yeah, so it's well worth it. Yeah. So that was it.
Thank you.
Oh, yes.
Councillor Curran.
Well, I attended the Tidy Towns National Judging Biennial, which went over very, very well. I think the judges were impressed how they were. And I also opened the pump track. Very exciting, on Saturday. And I was, the BIAG people, I won't call them kids because they're not kids, they're young people, and they have such a great attitude, and I think they are going to do some amazing things in this community. I also attended their meeting last week. Yeah, very impressed. Need more people like them.
Thanks, Councillor Curran. Anything else? If not, can I have someone move those reports to be received? Moved by Councillor Murtagh, seconded by Councillor McMaster. I'll put that motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 7 is miscellaneous correspondence. There isn't any. Item 8 is notification of council workshops, and we have noted there that we had a workshop on the 3rd of April at 4:30, and attendance and apologies are listed in our agenda. Item 9 is notices of motion. There aren't any. Item 10 is consideration of supplementary items to the agenda. There are no supplementary items. Item 11 is reports from committees. There aren't any. Item 12 is council acting as a planning authority. We'll note that Councillor Irons is leaving the room. Thank you. Just need to know that under the provisions of the Land Use Planning and Approvals Act 1993 and in accordance with Regulation 25 of the Local Government Meeting Procedure Regulations 2015, the Council will act as a planning authority in respect to those matters appearing under Item 12 on this agenda, inclusive of any supplementary items. Moving on is Item 12.1. It's a planning scheme amendment to the Brighton Local Provision Scheme to remove 168 Brighton Road from the local heritage schedule places. It's a Section 37 report, and I will hand over to Kelly.
Thank you. So we've received an application to make a planning scheme amendment to the Brighton local provisions schedule, and the proposal seeks to remove the heritage cottage situated at 168 Brighton Road in Brighton. So from the list of local heritage places, and then to make corresponding adjustments to the local heritage place overlay within the planning scheme mapping system. So this proposal has been supported by a planning report prepared by ERA Planning and Environment, along with a heritage report prepared by a qualified architect and heritage consultant, Graham Corney. And the heritage report evaluates the status of the cottage and concludes that it no longer meets the criteria for inclusion in the local heritage schedule. This determination stems from factors such as the cottage's relocation and the loss of its crucial heritage fabric. And the proposal has been assessed against the relevant sections under the Land Use Planning and Approvals Act. And it has been determined that the proposed amendment is consistent with the Southern Tasmania Regional Land Use Strategy and Brighton Council Strategy. So given these considerations, council officers are in support of the proposal and recommend that the planning authority initiate and certify the proposed draft amendment. Thank you.
Thank you, Kelly. Council, is there any questions of Kelly in regards to this particular item?
Yes, I have a question.
Councillor Curran.
Could you tell me when the building was relocated?
Yep. So
92.
It was moved from its original location between 1979 and 2002.
Where was it originally?
It was with
moved
the
back.
Moved back.
They anticipated widening the highway from Brighton Road, and they moved it back in anticipation.
Oh, okay. Thank apparently. You.
Councillors, anything further?
So, Mr. Courtney, he's a very good consultant, so that's what sort of swayed me. So, did we see the Heritage Trust, the National Trust, or anything like that, to make sure we covered our bases with them? But I don't think it'd come under them anyway.
It's not under the Tasmanian Heritage Trust.
He's an excellent consultant. Yeah. He's been involved with a lot of other things in other areas.
Councillor Owen.
I'm happy to move along the lines of the recommendation, Mayor.
Thank you. That has been moved by Councillor Owen. Someone better second? Seconded by Councillor Whelan. Councillor Owen, would you just like to speak to the item?
Yes, I would, Mayor. Thank you. Look, it's a lovely little cottage, and it's a very nice little cottage, and but given the history of it and the fact that it's not the original and the original fireplace does not exist as it would have in when it was built, it no longer meets the requirements. So I'm happy to move.
Thank you, Councillor Whelan. Would you like to add to anything?
Yeah, I could. I think the building fabric has changed there a fair bit over a number of years, and I think that's an appropriate decision moving forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillors, anything further?
No, I don't think I'd like to say it. It's been moved once. You could probably someone can move it elsewhere if they wanted to. So they do it elsewhere. So yeah.
Oh, I did think about that.
Yeah, well, yeah, I've seen buildings worse than that moved, and been involved with them too. Usually with a dozer. Some of them.
We have the recommendation has been moved by Councillor Owen, seconded by Councillor Whelan. I'll put that motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Moving on. Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you.
That was an easy one first up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Item 13.1 is office. Sorry, item. We'll just wait for Councillor Iron to re-enter the room. Item 13 is officers' reports, and item 13.1 is the risk appetite statements and strategic risks. James, I'll hand over to you.
Given that Megan's here, she might like to add to this, but basically this is just formally adopting and endorsing the risk appetite statement that we workshopped last month. So it reflects the outcomes that we made in that workshop. So if anyone has any questions to myself or Megan,
it's good.
Go for it.
Councillors? If there's no questions, we have a recommendation that we adopt the risk appetite as discussed at our workshop.
So moved.
Moved by Councillor Geard, seconded by Councillor McMaster. Is there any discussion or debate? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 13.2 is the Tasmanian Nepalese Cricket Association, the waiving of ground hire fees. Gillian?
So Mr. Kamal Bandari, who's the president of the Tasmanian Nepalese Cricket Association, has written in and just said that it's really hard to actually come up with money for ground hire to pay for the hire of Cloak Oval for their annual cricket carnival. Had a little look at their Facebook page and I saw that they do lots of good things for the community in relation to cricket, and they do raise money and have lots of charity events, and they put that towards developing cricket in Nepal. So it looks like they're a really sort of giving organisation. I was a little bit concerned because they had so many sponsors, but then I've been in discussion with Councillor Owen, and apparently, like, they say thank you to people that have sponsored them $20. So although it looks like they've got a heap of sponsors, it could just be a tally of $100. So I've just put up there, we do have a discount policy, but it's only in relation to associations within our own municipality, and it is sort of just covering council buildings, not the hire of grounds. So I've just asked for council to provide a 50% reduction based on that policy, but totally up to council whether they accept that or not.
Gillian, from me, is they're happy with that request for a 50% reduction?
Well, they didn't actually ask. They just asked for any reduction that they would be grateful for.
Cool. Thank you.
I'm happy to move.
Sorry?
I'm happy to move.
All right, cool. Thank you. I'll take that in a minute. I just wanted to make... no, I'll do it in debate. So moved by Councillor Murtagh as per the recommendation. Is someone prepared to second that motion? Seconded by Councillor Geard. Councillor Murtagh, you wish to speak to the motion?
No, I don't wish to speak. I'm just happy to second, to move it.
Thank you. Councillor Geard?
Yeah, I think, you know, like, I know a few of them come from outside, but there is some people in the area that live in the area, so... And I don't think they just stick to their own people. I think anyone from that sea up that area, Southeast Asia, would be invited to play cricket. And it's something that we've got the ground, so otherwise we lose it to someone else. So why not? It's going to be get some of the young ones to help play.
Thank you. I'll add something. I didn't attend this year, and I know Councillor Owen did, and Councillor Owen attended the previous year as well. But I did attend the previous year to their opening day. Magnificent organisation. Friendly, open, inviting. And I hope that Councillor Owen will add to what I'm saying now. Fantastic group of individuals. To have them in our community, to see how much they enjoy playing cricket down at Old Beach is something to behold. Brilliant. So more than happy to support the recommendation.
Yes, Councillor Owen? Yes, happy to endorse your words. Inclusive was another superlative. Yep. They're just lovely people, very friendly and open to all comers.
Yeah. And just to remark, Mr. Mayor, look, Afghanistan, everyone laughed about them playing cricket. Look how they win in world organisations. So Nepal could be the next one off the rank. So hopefully we'll look at that in the future.
You never know. Any further comments?
Obviously just echoing what everyone says. Everyone knows my view on sports and the benefit to the community, and also bringing people into the community as well to experience what we've got here. We actually had a Nepalese spinner in the Hurricanes, I believe, Mr. Geard as well, so there you go. I think as a council, anything that just shows inclusivity, that's a leadership role that we have to take up, and hopefully it also will blend, the group that's already part of the association, hopefully some locals getting involved too, and if there's any way we can help encourage it or promote it, if that's what they're after, or doing fundraising on the day or anything like that, it might be worth us reaching out to see if there's anything else we can do aside from that. I'd fully support that as well.
Cool. Just before I put that motion, I will add too that obviously it's a different group of individuals, but the Punjabi have a function which some of us are attending on Saturday as well at the Civic Centre. So if you do have an opportunity to pop by that as well, please do so. Without further ado, I'll put that motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 13.3 is NAIDOC Week 2024 School Initiatives. Angie's not here.
No, I'm happy to talk to you.
Hand over to Janine.
So this Cory Kids is a community organisation, and councillors may be aware that they ask for a donation each year and have done for about 4 or 5 years. And they run school competitions in schools over NAIDOC week. So Angie's put in there the four schools in our municipality that participated last year, and it's likely that they will participate again this year. So they're reaching out for the $450 donation, which will come out of our grants. We'll agree to it, which out of the grants and donations, and will be recorded in our annual report of the donation.
Council, is there any questions of Janine on this particular item?
No.
If not, we have a recommendation on page 23 of our agenda. Moved by Councillor Curran, second by Councillor Irons. Is there any debate? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Moving on. Item 13.4 is Councillor Learning and Development Framework consultation. Hand over to James.
Yes, I just wanted to get this on the agenda. Just... so that you have it, and just make it clear that you are entitled to make submissions as councillors on this, but you can also provide comments through to me and I can do a batched submission with any comments. So really the report's just for receiving, but please get in touch if you have any questions or comments and I can put them through to government for you.
Councillors, any questions? If not, there's a recommendation the report be received. Someone prepared to move? Moved by Councillor Ryan, second by Councillor Curran. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 14 is questions on notice. There are no questions on notice. And item 15 is a closed meeting. Regulation 15 of the Local Government Meeting Procedure Regulations 2015 provides that Council may consider certain sensitive matters in closed meeting. Matters are listed in the closed meeting section of the Council agenda in accordance with Regulation 15 of the Local Government Meeting Procedure Regulations 2015. There is a recommendation on page 27 that we moved into closed session. Is someone prepared to move? Moved by Councillor Curran, seconded by Councillor Owen. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you.